This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. So you have likely heard of Story Night. This is unscripted people coming up. They tell a story, and this happens on a monthly basis. And then at the end of the season every year, there is Slammer of the Year. This year, a couple of twists and turns to Slammer of the Year. Here today to talk more about this, live in studio, Jessica Holmes. She is Story Night co-founder, Matthew Melton, Story Studio coordinator, and Jody Eichelberger, artistic director for Story Night. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Okay, so for people who may be living under a rock and they've never heard of Story Night, Jessica, tell us a little bit about it.
Great. Well, Story Night started about a decade ago. People come together in a venue somewhere in town, and we tell true stories live on stage without notes. So we usually have featured storytellers and then a story slam where people are drawn from a hat and they tell 5-minute stories. So this event, we have selected all the best story slammers from the past season. So that includes our regular season and our late night season. And they're going to square off and see who's the best.
And so you always have a theme, correct, around the season? Because was it last year where it was the elements?
Yes, Brave the Elements.
Right. So this year you had a theme, but then this year you have a theme for Slammer of the Year.
Yes. Yeah, this year we are doing it at the Boise Depot, so we decided to take a train metaphor. So the first half, all 10 storytellers will be telling a story about runaway train. And then 5 will be selected to square off at the end, and
really?
They'll be telling stories about Last Spike. So the event is called Last Spike, officially.
And then you're putting, now this is something new, right? You're putting people into teams, right, Matthew?
That's right. So in years past, it's been sort of just a 1v everybody, but this year we're breaking it up into 2 teams of storytellers. Jessica and I split up between the late night and the regular season.
You didn't get to pick your favorites then?
Well,
okay, I think this person's going to win.
That's
okay,
right.
I just wanted to make sure.
There were a handful that had slammed more than once who were eligible. So we had to kind of cast dibs on a few.
Okay, folks. All right.
For the most part,
right.
That's right. It was divvied up that way.
So why put people on a team? Why do it like this?
Well, I think with Slammer of the Year, we're kind of just, it's only a couple of years old, right? It's our 3rd or 4th season.
This is our fourth show. We've been at the Idaho Penitentiary. Last year, we were at the Meridian Speedway.
That's right.
This year, we're at Boise Depot. And part of the reason we're at Boise Depot is because it's the 150th anniversary of the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad, mm-hmm. where they drove in that golden spike, the last spike, to symbolize that connection.
Well, because we should say, even though you're at the Boise Depot, you actually will not be physically inside the depot for this event, correct?
We'll be both. We'll be inside for some of the, you know, drinks and food and stuff, and then outside on the tracks will be the Snorries, literally on the wrong side of the track.
On the wrong side of the track.
But that was part of why we did a team competition, because it's Union Pacific and Central Pacific were the 2 companies that were building the railroad, and so we decided to divide up Jessica and Matthew's storytellers. And plus, it's kind of more fun to compete as a team instead of solo. I mean, they'll still be solo once they pass that first round and do their last spike story.
So then have you been practicing with them? How does this work when it's a team competition?
I know, it's kind of hard. I think everyone's a bit like, oh, what are they going to say?
Right.
But yeah, actually, I'm getting my team together on Sunday, so we're all going to hear each other's first story, but we won't share our second story. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, Matthew, you're getting yours together Saturday and Sunday?
What are you doing?
Actually, we're meeting this evening, as a matter of fact.
Oh, no.
But I've been meeting one-on-one with our storytellers. We reach out, and, you know, if gauge interest, of course, if people are game, because story slamming is, I would say that it's more difficult than being a featured storyteller for the event, because you have no idea. The way the slam works is you literally put your name in a hat, and you might get drawn, you might not, you might tell a story, you may not. The featureds know whether they're going to be telling a story, but the slammers, I must say, have a great deal of courage to put themselves out there. So we have to make sure people are game first, and thankfully for the benefit of my team, everyone was very excited to be a part of it. So
with the theme, what do the stories, you know, range from? Because that could really encompass a lot.
Oh, I know. It could be anything. Anything that sort of like just takes off on its own accord. My stories range from like a gigantic spider encountered in Turkey. I know. I love your face. Can't see, but it's good.
It's
to like actual stories about being on a train, that my stories, I think, are very good and exciting. So,
do you have a spider story, Matthew? Can you beat that?
No spiders, but I will say the wonderful thing about the theme, and I think to Jody's credit and to the creative credit for the themes that we pick, they can be fairly elastic. So, you know, not all of us have necessarily a train story, but we can all relate to stories about being in an out of control situation or something sort of spiraling out of control. And without giving away the house, you'll have to buy a ticket. Sorry. but I think we have a lot of stories that are like that, which, again, I think we can all relate to.
Well, I think that's what's so cool about Story Story Night is you can take this theme, like runaway train, and you can take it very literally, you know, about being on a train. But it could, I mean, it could encompass anything, really.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's got to be kind of cool for you as producers of this, because you kind of don't know necessarily, right? When people come up on stage and what that meaning is for them of that theme.
Exactly. And I think it's so cool. Like, what a neat way to experience your community and your own humanity by hearing other people's, like, creative interpretations of their own lives. It's just, it's so exciting. And I might be biased because I started this, but I've never heard a bad story.
Like, well, it's gone well almost 10 years. Stories.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing something right.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So before I let you go, Jody, I want to talk about, this is new, Story Song Night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cabaret performance. And this first one, we may do it again, we may not. This first one is me. So I am on stage.
So if it doesn't go well, we know what, right?
So I'm on stage with Chad Spears, who is a very talented pianist who recently moved back to Boise. And we are going through the songs that I have performed either on stage or screen over the last 30 years in reverse order. So I start with the theme song of Story Story Night that I sang on stage last April, because that's the last thing I sang on stage. And I move through Ali Rep shows, and then we go to Lazy Town. I guarantee this is the first time these songs from this children's television show have been done in a cabaret performance. Avenue Q, which was the show I did on Broadway. And then at the end, I'm going to do a song I sang on stage in Boise, Idaho as a high school student. And that's the end of the show.
And what was the song?
It's called Love Is Stronger Far Than We.
Oh, yeah.
A jazz ballad.
You were in high school. Yeah.
Jazz ballad. But we, this is a weird, weird mix of music. But the idea of it is that the songs will bring out a story about my journey.
And then what is this? You have something going on. I can't quite remember the name of it, but it's you're kind of giving this a limited run. This is another Slammer?
The Slam Night.
The Slam Night.
Yeah, that's at the Gem Center for the Arts. I should mention the cabaret is at the Sapphire Room a week from today.
At the Riverside, okay.
At the Riverside Hotel, which is the classic cabaret atmosphere with tufted walls and everything. Slam Night at the Gem Center for the Arts. We're trying this out about the middle of the month through December, and it is an opportunity in an intimate venue to really celebrate these slammers that Matthew and Jessica have been talking about, who might be a little uncomfortable to be in front of our larger audiences and may have trouble thinking of how their story fits in with a theme. So there's no theme. There's no featured storytellers. Hmm. It's just show up on the night. It's hosted by Jen Adams. And you sign up so you know that you're going to tell your story. You don't have to do what Matthew was describing where it's like, am I going to get picked or not? You know you're going to do it, and it can be any story. We had our first one last month, and it was so inspiring.
It went great. Yeah, it was really great.
Cool.
Well, it's got to be really neat in the sense of that can be incredibly intimidating to get up into a large group, or you have anxiety all night wondering if your name's going to be picked.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, when we're talking about the main season, it's a jump in that big ballroom where we've got
500, 600
people.
Yeah. Nothing to be concerned about.
Totally. That can be a big ask. So this is an opportunity to kind of, they do, but it can be an opportunity to kind of try it out a little bit in front of just a couple dozen folks, very casual over a drink or two. It's really great.
So before I let you go, info about Slammer of the Year, if people want to come and participate.
It is advanced tickets only.
Okay.
So you do have to go to lastspike.eventbrite.com to register your tickets. and show up early because we have Jet Boat Ramblers playing songs about trains. And there's food and drinks inside at the old historic bar. They're letting us use that.
They really are.
I thought it was a museum piece. We actually get to serve drinks from behind the historic bar.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the doors open at 6.
It just got better.
Stories start at 7 in the Boise Depot. Our first time ever there.
On Tuesday, September 24th. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.
My guest, Jessica Holm, Story Story Night co-founder, Matthew Melton, Story Story Studio Coordinator, and Jody Eichelberger, Artistic Director for Story Story Night. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.